that linseed oil for an hour or two, and then take it off and put it on there. It would swell that wood there, and see, that water couldn't dry out or couldn't get in there and swell it anymore, and it stayed there for several years.
That part, would you ever call it a fellon?
I believe you're right on that there. Cutting Tom over here used to repair, in other words, see, because there was very short strips there, you know, they sawed them out of the wood. And they put them together, I don't know how, you know, they put them together by the spokes and then they tied them together. But I believe you're right there, they
some
did call them a fella.
Fella.
That's right, I believe you're right on that.
And when you plow, the horse, two mules, the horse to the left would be, what is the near horse and what's the lead horse? Or are they the same?
There was a term that used, but actually I don't remember it there. We'd put the best horse down in the fur and put the sour horse up on the hard ground. Or was in breaking ground. It was a two-horse plow. See, one horse had to walk down in the fur light, and the other horse had to walk up on hard ground. And we'd put the best mule down in the fur and put the other mule up on hard ground, and then to plow out your fur. See, you broke 14 inches. And see, you both your mules couldn't be up on the solid ground there, because you wouldn't lap there. You couldn't make it lap.
So the strongest...
Strong mule had to go down in the fur, and the weak mule went along.
That's what you mean by the...
What the word that they used there, I don't remember that. That's in breaking ground. But now, we didn't, in farming here, we didn't break our ground like most people did there. In farming there, like I said there, my daddy used a bull tongue. It was in on the shovel plow, and it went like a subsole. And he'd put that right in the middle, and just as deep as he could pull it. And then he'd come along behind it. Well, back then we didn't have this mixed fertilizer. We bought this acid soda. It was wet soda and come in 200-pound bag. And you had to take a sludge hammer, a shovel, and beat it up, and we mixed it with dry sand or ashes, and put it in an old knocker fertilizer strip. The thing knocked. It had cogs on it, and it knocked, and it would jar that fertilizer out. And it would go down in that bull tongue, and then we'd come along with a one-horse turning plow and lift back on it. And we'd go off and forget about it until we got a rain, a good solid rain that settled the ground down. Yes. And then we'd come in there with two big mules and root out the stalks and then drag it off. And when we planted, we planted down on that list that was in firm, solid ground. And we never missed a stand of crop. Never missed a stand of crop. Now that's the old hard method made by mules.
It worked. How did you keep the wagon wheel from making noise?
Well, now we had axle grease there that we put on the spindle there. We had a tap out here that, in other words, you know, it screwed back to the left because the wheels turned. That's right, it screwed to just like an ordinary nut. We had a regular wrench that we'd fit this nut there and we'd unscrew it. And then just pull the wheel out, and we had an axle grease that we put on the spindle, the orange spindle at the wheel. And then we'd shove it back on and put the bolt back on. And when the old wagon would go to squeaking, we knew it was out of grease, and you better put something on there, didn't it, wear that spindle and that hub out.
You wouldn't take the wheel all the way off.
No, so we wouldn't take it all the way off. In other words, we just put it out there.
How much would it, in other words, just a little bit, and then it would work out?
Well, if you push the wheel back on that and tighten it up there, it would work on that. Mm-hmm. In other words, see, the spindle was tapered.
Oh, I see.
And then as we pushed it back,
at the end,
that's right, we got small on that at the end.
How much would you put on?
We just had we'd use a wooden paddle there. We wouldn't put on all that much. It'd last a month.
It would last
3 weeks, anyway. It just depends on how much you use the wagon. If you use the wagon...